Hello, welcome to the Thursday, March 31st, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Ithaca, New York. The latest version of OS X did introduce a new feature, the system integrity protection, that did prevent changes to the system bin sbin user and user local directory unless a binary that's being used to access these directories has the special com/apple rootless install attribute set. Now the problem, of course, is there are a couple of system tools that do have this property. The latest exploit relies on FSCKCS. It's used to verify core storage volumes, and in this case, it can actually be used by introducing a tricky symlink. Is the Apple KX exclude list. Now, this exclude list does exclude certain dangerous Apple kernel extensions from being loaded, in particular one that allows access to random areas of the RAM. So once this particular exclude list is compromised using this tool FSCKCS that has the right com/apple rootless install attribute set, then you can load this dangerous module, Apple hardware access, and then you can access arbitrary RAM, which of course will give you full access to the system back. So in short, a very straightforward, very simple exploit can be used. It actually fits in about two or three lines of bash script, and with that, this security feature can be removed from the system. So Apple certainly does have some work left to do, but remember, the system integrity policy really only prevents attacks after an attacker already has root access. So in that sense, it's not a huge threat that this particular policy isn't implemented perfectly. And Malwarebytes is reporting about a new campaign of malvertisings that hit large sites like, for example, LiveJournal. Now, the trick that these advertisers are playing in order to escape various screening mechanisms is, first of all, that they're using legitimate domain names. They're essentially hijacking these domain names from legitimate companies by, for example, compromising registrar information, and then they're just adding their own host names to these domains, so the legitimate company probably doesn't even have an idea that their domain got compromised. And secondly, the malware they're distributing becomes more and more sophisticated in detecting various sandboxes, antivirus softwares, and the like, and will be more difficult to detect because it does alter its behavior when it believes it's running in one of these sandboxes or artificial environments. Your best bet on avoiding infection, of course, is to have your computer fully patched and disable particular vulnerable plugins. Java and Flash come to mind here. And security company ESET is reporting about a new variant of the good old Chitin bot that is going after routers this time. Well, it has been doing so for a while and still does so via simple telnet scanning. So weak passwords are still your friend or enemy here, depending on which side you are on, and then a binary is installed. Now, the one thing that changed a little bit here is that in the past, the bot would upload multiple binaries for multiple architectures and then run them all, and well, only the one that was correct would actually run. Now they got a little bit more refined here in that they first figure out what architecture the particular device is running, and then they only upload the one binary that's actually necessary to exploit that device further. All of these routers are then controlled by IRC command control channels, so overall still your good old standard Unix bot. And sticking with devices and the Internet of Things theme here for one more story, door controllers that are manufactured by company HID are vulnerable to a remote code injection vulnerability that can be exploited via a few simple UDP packets. These door controllers are often used in secure areas like airports and the like in order to allow remote open and close of these affected doors. And a patch has been made available by the manufacturer for affected systems. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow.